Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I think a lot of people are afraid to jump all the way. It's kind of like having faith. A lot of us say we believe, but we don't really show it. Because if we showed it, we would be okay taking a chance in a relationship, taking a chance switching jobs, taking a chance going against our parents' wishes. A lot of people stay in those bubbles, and it's very hard for those people, I believe. I think it's really fear and lack of jumping in life all the way.
We want to show all the hoopla. I hate what's going on Instagram right now. Everybody living their fake life, $50,000 cash on a bed and a boat, and painting a lifestyle that is not realistic. What we need to all be doing is figuring out what we're best at and going all in on that.
Most people don't say what they want in life, where they want to go, who they want to be. They take it as it comes. What do I want? What kind of friends do I want? What kind of life do I want? And then I think speak that out, first of all. Like, declare that. Be honest.
Challenge of real life is being able to take something that's supposed to count you out and say, you won't win because I control the outcome. If it was not for the things I did not have, I don't know if I would ever push the way I pushed.
When I was at rock bottom, I didn't know that I was at rock bottom. And you can't really change what you're not aware of. And so it was like one of those things where it's like, can it get any worse? Bam! Can it get any worse? Bam! And I kept asking the question, can it get any worse? I didn't know that what I was asking was causing my life.
You can measure the progress in your life by your ability to control the environment in which you live. They have an end game goal. I'm going to be famous. If you're listening to this, you have an end game goal in life. For some people, it's making $1 million. For some people, it's six-pack abs, best-selling author. We try to move towards things of intense pleasure and move away from pain and discomfort.
Why do we exist? Judah, why do you exist? Why do we exist? Not the answer you think you're supposed to give, but the answer, like the truth of what you want and why you exist. All right, we're gonna get bare bones honest here. This is actually what I want in life. This is actually why I exist. And then we've gotta like hold each other accountable to that.
I had a system. It was if you get up and do it, there's only a certain thing that follows action, and that's results.
The impact of someone growing up in a struggled household where there's fear-based, that's a form of language. Most people don't know the language outside of that because they stay inside, watch the same TV shows, listen to the same radio station, hang around the same friends, never read books and just follow wherever society says, do this, this is popular, do this, this is popular, but never really think for themselves.
That's the good life. You define it however you want to define it. But to realize it is harder. So as I said, everybody wants the good life, but not everybody gets the good life. So what I'm interested in, it's not about whether I make $1 million or not. Many people make $1 million and many people don't. What's more interesting of a problem is how do you get what you want?
You gotta know your story. And that story has got to be personal, not distance from you. It is the more personal your story, the more effect you have. The more personal your story, the more universality that you have.
So for me, like, you know, I have to do this. I've been, you know, it's why I was failed school. It's why I sold baseball cards when I was 14. So for me, I'm okay with the failures, the losses along the way. It's my natural state. I just want people who are listening to find their natural state and not force into the current narrative.
I don't think people can be who they're supposed to be without community. And community doesn't have to be 10,000 people. It can be 5, it can be 3, it can be the right people, not just a bunch of people, but the right people. You know, it's been said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Like, it's real. I can tell you where you're going right now by the people you're hanging out with on a consistent basis.
The game, the competition, it ain't about nobody else. It's about you versus you. How can you inspire yourself to achieve a level of greatness that not too many people that will ever walk this earth can pull off?
How do you fit into the cog? How are you the cog fitting into this universe? If you can figure that out, you will find the good life.
Your story, your quest to be the best has got to be physical in a world that has reduced itself to like communicating like so tiny that our bodies just can't do it. We can't fit into it. And that's the reason why we're so messed up. We start crossing boundaries. We start doing goofy stuff with our bodies because it's not expressive. We don't let this sucker out to hunt.
I'd like to be politically correct. I'd like to be perfect. I'd like to make it easy on myself to not have to deal with the stress of the optics on the outside. Here is the punchline problem. You can't run away from who you are. You can't. And so, like, I want it, and I want it real bad.
Number one, more personal, the more universal, the more impact you have. Number two, physicality. People believe 50% of what comes out of your mouth. You believe my body 100% of the time because the body can't lie.
Life will throw tremendous blows at you. Betrayal of friends, betrayal of business partners, death of loved ones, things that we consider unfair. If you can overcome those, you can actualize the good life.
Who they are. Because if you don't tell yourself who you are, then you'll allow anybody else to tell you who you are.
It's impossible to be dismissed if it's life and death. For you to build your...
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Quest, that's life and death. Because what happens to you if that quest never happens? What happens to your family? It's life and death to somebody. Everybody understand? The urgency's got to be there, okay? We are predators. This is how we're made. It's so much easier to be this. It's so much easier to be the best than it is to be mediocre.
Blame this, blame that, blame. And I'm like, the one person I've never blamed was myself. Maybe it's my fault that I am where I am. So I can't do anything about anyone else, but I can do something about me.
Pain is part of being alive.
we're not living a Disney cartoon. We're living real life. And the pain we feel, it makes us more human. It makes us more alive.
Things that I think when that legacy is done, when the shade one day will close, what will people look back one day and say, what did you give me? And all I can leave is everything that I've endured, all of my pain that I don't remember, and all of the people that come behind me can one day look back and say, he did. So can I.
Like to say that anything that you love as a child is connected to your inner child, which is directly connected to source. As soon as I started doing everything that I loved, there was a surge of power, a surge of confidence. I wasn't insecure anymore because the emotion that had the most dominance in my thought process and in my heart process.
If you try to conquer and overcome fear, that effort will either run or ultimately ruin your life. But if you embrace fear, that effort will turn fear into one of the greatest experiences you have here on planet Earth.
So I want to plant more seeds in the garden of my life. Seeds are things that are like compassion, love, purpose, fulfillment, meaning, joy, service. And weeds are when we do things out of ego, envy, competition. And so every day, I'm plucking out the weeds out of my life, and I'm trying to plant more seeds.
I realize it's not I think, therefore I am. If I could change that a little bit, I'd say I observe what I think, therefore I am. I'm not my thoughts. I'm the observer of them. You know, if you have a thought, creating a gap before you act on that thought. And in this gap is like this magical chamber where you can change. That's where you can step in and form new neurology, new neural networks, rewire new patterns and start old neural patterns.
But there is an intelligence that is beyond the mind, that is breathing you. It is functioning you. It is digesting your food right now. It is the intelligence that is processing, you know, in your brain. It's the same intelligence I feel that is functioning the sun and the star and the moons. And so I don't believe this intelligence is necessarily separate from us as some higher power thing. I believe it's the very essence of what we are, but we've kind of disconnected and forgotten.
There's pillars in life, right? So success is, there's different kinds of success. And so there's monetary success. That's one bucket of your life, you know? I think it's easy for people to get so singularly focused in one pillar, and that makes their whole life off kilter.
Involved in, when you refine that intention, and it gets purer and purer and purer, not that we're ever fully pure, but it gets purer and purer and purer, you'll just see magic happen around you. So many things will open up, things that you never imagined.
Turns out if you're being observant or curious, you're in a mindful state. That easy. So if you're anxious, all you have to do is get really observant and really curious. It can be about the light in the room, it can be the smell of something, but you're forced instantly into a mindful state.
I think there's a consciousness that we are all a part of, that we all are connected to, that is intelligence, that has a knowing. And I believe at that deepest level, we know everything. Because at that deepest level, beyond this physical body, we are everything. I think get comfortable with not knowing. I think the degree of freedom we experience in life is also in direct proportion to our ability to be in the unknown and not know.
To change who you are. And this can show up in so many different ways. Maybe as a way to avoid fear, you withdraw from life, or you're in your head all the time so you don't have to deal with the feelings in your body. Or you make yourself so busy as a way to run away from the fear.
To shift in gratitude, because I think gratitude is the basis for happiness and the basis for joy. And all of us got a reset button on gratitude, because, you know, it's very easy when you're on autopilot, you're going to and from work, you're doing this, you know, we take certain things for granted. And now, I mean, the simplest things, when we come out of this, we're going to have such extreme gratitude.
Finding your daily rituals, finding your daily habits, finding your practices that act as the foundation, because we're living in such busy, hectic, crazy time, or whether it's getting lost by getting distracted from what's really meaningful to you.
You know, I think so often we're conditioned to know everything. We've got to know who we are, at least who we think we are. We've got to know where we're going. We have to know what's happening. We have to know what's going to happen in 10 years. And the reality is, I think life itself is way bigger than what we can structure and plan with our minds. And so I think there is a way to plan and strategize, but not get so attached to our idea of how we think life should be.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.